Welcome back. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. We did the year to date in the first segment, kind of not as detailed as I was going to do. So we're going to follow it up next week because I have all the stats from the past 5 years. The numbers are unbelievable. 425 sales the first 21 weeks of the year. You go back to 2005, had 409 sales. And every year since, it's been in the 300s. In 2009, it was 259. This is for the first 21 weeks of the year, single family only, Carp to Goleta. And now we're at 4.25. So it's just, you know, skyrocketing. And of course, the number of sales skyrocketing, And of course, the inventory is low, as our guest mentioned. Our inventory now, 415 single family listings available right now. They're not in escrow. That's what's available to look at. So if you want to look at all 415, I've got some time this week. We'll drive you around. 415 single-family homes available. Last year at this time, the 21st week of the year, 581 homes were on the market available. That is insane. That is insane. And you have to go back to 05 to find fewer number of listings to look at on the market. I mean, in 2010, it was 600s. 2009, 652, in the 500s, and the 500s. Now, 415 homes to look at on the 21st week of the year of 2012. Carp to Goleta, single family. It's insane. That's why there's multiple offers. It's just more buyers in inventory. Okay, weekly sales for the week ending May 25th, single family MLS only. 686 week, I've compiled these statistics. And it's the 21st week of the year, 2012. First category, new listings. 41 new listings hit the books this week. And that's probably a higher number than the average. And a low of the lowest new listing, 354,900 on North Voluntario. A high new listing, 16 million on East Mountain Drive, Montecito. 18 of the 41 new listings were under $1 million, so the median price for the 41 new listings, just about $1.2 million. Second category, opened escrows. 29 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending May 25th. 29. Again, last year, year-to-date, we averaged 15 closings per week. This year, 20 per week. And now, this week, 29 opened escrows. They all won't close. A low of 398,000 on Betty Drive. It's kind of funny. This is funny. The high is 3,750 on Crocker Sperry. The low is Betty. The high is Crocker. Betty Crocker. I didn't notice that till just now. I didn't plan on saying that. 19 of the 29 opened escrows were under $1 million. Okay, median price, 925,000. Third and final category behind door number three, sold listings, same number. 29 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single family home for the week ending May 25th, 2012. A low, Old Town Goleta, someone bought a house, 340,000 on Gatto. And I got a story on Gatto that just still makes me want to cry. It was this close to a sale and it didn't happen for, in my opinion, all the wrong reasons. And that'll someone look at that and go, oh, I could have bought that. A high of 6,599,000 on Park Lane. 19 of the 29 sold listings were under $1 million. So the median price for the sold listings, $805,000, which is just a little more than the year-to-date, $790,000. So interestingly, both categories, opened escrows and sold listings for the 1 week, 29 total, and in each case, 19 were below $1 million. You know what that means? Absolutely nothing. Just a coincidence. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to radiorealestate.com, radiorealestate.com. You can search MLS listings throughout California and listen to past broadcasts on the podcast, which is going to be up real soon right after this program. Call me at 452-2428, 452-CHAT, if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.